People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. There is no need to interpret this recording as proof of the existence of other worlds. Really, the only thing you should take as proof of other worlds is Jason Momoa's eyes. Glad I brought my bathing suit, because I could swim in those for hours. Now, if you took meticulous notes on last week's episode and can't wait to see how each of the threads plays out, you can just go ahead and throw those away. Because, continuity ain't the only dance partner we brought to prom. This isn't a Mike Flanagan limited Netflix series. Not everything is going to pay off. Now, with those adjusted expectations, you can sit back and enjoy the show.
Me down here forever. I'll get out eventually, and when I do, I'll rip you apart.
Oh shit, it's time to start the podcast. Just stay away from the magical barrier.
Oh, the food will be mine again.
All right.
Come back here. Okay.
Get it together. Get into your podcast space. This will be good. Happy episode. Usidor, come on, we got it.
I'm sorry, I can't be bothered right now, for I am in a deep meditative state.
Usidor, it's time to do the podcast.
I'm preparing to ascend to the realms of Theseus.
Okay, this is going to take a while. Chunt!
Ah, Arnie, it's time to start the podcast.
I know!
It's time to start the show!
Why are we the only ones that have the proper energy for starting this show?
I don't know. I'm actually shocked that you have the proper energy.
I know.
Are you okay? What's going on?
You know, I was in the basement, and I have to really, like, just to get myself all the way up those stairs, I have to kind of, like, work myself up to, like, a manic state.
Oh, sure. Like a little pep talk. Like, get up those stairs, big guy.
Yeah. It's like if I'm at the bottom and I'm just feeling fine, I'll be trapped there for days.
Do you smack yourself on the ass, give yourself a little boost?
No, but you know what? That's a good idea. I think I'm going to
try it. I do it sometimes.
No.
That's how I fall asleep, as I spank myself.
You spank yourself to sleep?
Yeah, I say naughty boy, bedtime for naughty boy.
Huh. That's right. We lived together a long time ago. I think I repressed that.
Huh. Yeah, I tried to wait till you fell asleep, but yeah.
It's time to start the show.
Let's start the show. Usidor. Look, just fuck Usidor. Chunt,
You're waking me from my meditation. Why do I always come here? I guess I'll never know. It's like a kind of torture to have to be part of this show.
Other Muppets reference.
What?
What? What are you talking about?
Nothing. Hey, look. We do the show now at this 7-foot table. We got to get up these chair ladders. Okay, I guess I'm going to try spanking myself.
There you go.
This is working.
Oh, wonderful to wake after a few days of meditating. Oh, someday soon, since I have completed my true purpose, I shall ascend to the realms of Ephesius. Okay. Wink.
You can cut the bullshit, you sir.
Wink.
Save it for the podcast, all right? Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Hold on, Arnie, look at all those whiz-pees still hanging around the table.
Hello, everyone. Hello. It's a pleasure to see you all. I know you're big fans, but I'm busy with my friends Arnold and Chunt right now. And we are in the middle of recording a show together. So you'll have to wait and speak to me later. And then I shall regale you with tales of how I defeated the Dark Lord of Foon almost single-handedly, with only the slightest bit of assistance from my two friends here. I'm sorry, what?
No, let me get it started. All right.
Ooh. All right, here we go.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast, recorded now in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the village of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnamable mountain. And I am joined.
That's all they need to know? Sorry, that's all they need to know?
Well, there's
there's a little more context.
For a while, the show was chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord, and then I suppose for new listeners, all they really need to know is that we did defeat the Dark Lord, and there's...
Wink.
Yeah, there's no ambiguity to that. And now there's just a new age of peace and prosperity, and this podcast is chronicling.
Oh, there are a lot of other things that happened. We didn't talk about the time I was really into making salsas for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we could talk about that time. Remember when my best friend was that little worm, Zach Plasma? Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Remember Zach Plasma?
I don't think that ever made it to the podcast.
What?
Are you fucking me?
Well, in the early days, I wasn't always actually recording because I felt like we needed to practice and get some bad ones out of our system.
You're telling me somewhere out there in the Netherworlds is the lost episode with Zach Plasma the funniest episode we've ever done?
Yeah.
Are you telling me that people on your planet of Earth aren't buying up Zach Plasma t-shirts by the hundreds?
Look, I knew we were going to be recording some bad episodes, so I didn't record them. And hey, if I had known that Zach Plasma was going to die so tragically, I would have recorded.
He's a worm with a skull for a head. How did you not know he was going to die tragically? Also, I have one of his t-shirts. Look, I'm wearing it right now underneath my fur. It has his famous quote, "I'll have what I'm having."
Ah, that was a classic moment. I'll have what I'm having.
Whoa.
What a stubborn guy. What a stubborn dude.
Oh, he fell off. He fell off the chair.
I fell down.
Oh, he just killed three wizard groupies.
Don't worry. I'll hit them with the healing rock.
John, I had no idea that you could rip your fur aside and have a shirt underneath it.
Yeah, it's a really painful process, but if I like a shirt, I'll do it.
Sure.
Okay, people back on Earth may not have heard of all the best parts of the podcast if they never met Zach Plasma, but Ani, who are we going to be having as our guests today?
Well, I'm very excited now that we are sort of spending some time in the village of Nibblebottom. I really want to get to know the community more, and also, let's be on our best behavior, because I think maybe I can talk these guests into sponsoring the podcast locally. Ooh. So that we can get a little more coin in our pocket.
Excellent.
Are we going to interview two mattresses?
No. Okay. And we're not interviewing those boxes of food that walk around the outskirts of town.
Okay. You're lost. Well, who do we have?
Well, I'm very excited to introduce. Go ahead and climb up the chair ladder. Okay.
Yes, come right up here.
This is Mentus, the mental merchant.
Hello.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here, Mentus. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Excuse me, so I get to catch my breath. I have done a lot of cardio.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I forgot you. Listeners, he's very old. You might just be the oldest looking person I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone quite so bald. It's like his whole personality.
Yeah.
I mean, you just met me, motherfucker. I don't how well do you know my personality? You'll find out some shit.
I'm sorry. No, sir. I'm sorry. My apologies. I'm sorry. I'm scared because I can see my own reflection in his head.
Yeah. It's not just like he looks like he was born bald. He looks like there was a prophecy about how bald he was going to be before he was born.
Yeah. It looks like hair never lived there.
I could hear you. We talked about potential sponsorship, but let me tell you right now, I'm not feeling it.
I'm so sorry. Oh, but also, do you mind introducing? Oh. You also have your assistant with you.
Redla.
Hello. Hi.
Whoa.
I bet you didn't see me there.
Oh my goodness.
What the fuck? Is she just a pair of eyes?
Oh, no. Can you see me now?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a wonderful trick to be able to blend into the background so perfectly.
You would think, but it doesn't make me the hit of parties, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I often go to parties and no one talks to me either.
Vredla, this is Vredla, my business partner and mind hunter. Any question you may have for me, you may also address to her as well. We're equal partners in this.
I am a woman, though, so, yeah.
First and foremost.
Thank you for apologizing for that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but first and foremost, I'm a mind hunter. I hunt minds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my first question is, will there be a third season, or... You know, because we had Fall and we had Vishtosh. Will there be a third season?
Yeah, yeah.
So the Dark Lord's dead, so it seems like everything's going well. Why would we think that there wouldn't be a third season?
Sure. Oh, yeah, just making conversation. Just making I've never met a chameleon of this size before, so I'm just a little nervous. And
You're the biggest chameleon I think I've ever met.
Yeah, I'm 5'6 and 134 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Always working to get a little slimmer, but I look great just as I am. Right, honey? I mean, right, boss? I mean, assistant? Right...
We've had this conversation before, not in front of people.
I know. I don't see the reflection of myself in your bald head, but I see the reflection of my desire. Okay, yeah.
John Usador, it seems like they're still working out the power dynamics of their relationship.
Oh, yes. Much like us.
I don't know why I'm whispering this to you.
Redla, you might be interested to know that Chunt here is not simply the badger that you see sitting before you, but he's actually a shapeshifter. So like you, he can blend in, but in a very different way.
Oh, really? That's an interesting piece of gossip you got there.
Hmm.
Oh, thank you. I can actually shapeshift at will, so name an animal, any animal.
I dare you.
Hot chameleon.
Here you go.
Hubba, hubba.
Fetla, calm thyself.
I'm calm. But this is very interesting information to know, so.
Okay, wait, it's my turn now. A hot otter?
Here we go.
Whoa. Hubba, hubba.
No, hotter.
Hotter? Yeah, that's what I became.
No, hotter.
That's what I became, a hot otter.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
5 out of 10 human.
Yeah, right in the middle of the road.
But you just look like me.
Do I? Wink, wink.
That's gotta hurt.
And back to Badger. Yeah. Ha-ha. Deep bow.
Well done.
Oh, yeah, applause. Yeah.
Well, we're so happy to have you both here with us today. I understand that you are both proprietors of a business here in town. Mind hunting and mental masters. It's quite intriguing. I'd like to learn more about what it is that you do exactly.
Yes, of course. I suppose being new, you're the only ones who don't know. That's probably why you haven't stepped foot in my doorway as of yet. But
everybody knows everything around here, but not really. Mostly me. When I say everyone, I mean me. And Mentis.
Fredla's not an enemy you want to make. She knows everything about everyone, and soon she'll know everything about you once I get to the end of this spiel, Fredla. If you wouldn't mind the syringe.
You're gonna love the spiel. You're gonna love it.
So, the Mental Merchants is a store which anyone can come to purchase all manner of beautifully colored bottles of liquid that happen to have either memories or emotions, and from drinking them, you will feel those emotions, or you will gain those memories as your own.
Arnie, I'm anyone. I could go drink these.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mentis, please continue.
Oh, no, I don't know where you are financially speaking as the one who killed the Dark Lord, but if you were perhaps willing to allow me to take some memories from you, that could also go towards store credit for any number of emotions or memories or what have you.
Ah, yes, that's how gossip gets elevated to juicy gossip.
By being turned into a liquid?
Yeah, juice.
Literally juicy gossip. That makes sense. I have many old memories that I don't need anymore. I've been alive for 350 years. I just got a lot of garbage kicking around up here.
Fredla, why don't you show them the syringe? Show them the tool.
Look
by
at
which
the syringe.
That's why you're the greatest partner. That's why you're so good at the sell, the hard sell.
I am so honored. I can't. Arnie Usador, have you heard of Sir Ringe? He was a typical Ringe, and then he was knighted for his service in injection.
Yes.
Oh.
This was given to us by Sir Ringe in particular. He gave this to us right after his knighthood, so it's a pretty good thing to have stuck under your skull if that's what gets you there.
Oh,
yes, because what happens in the knighthood always gets revealed in the dayhood, if you know what I mean.
Now, Redla, I notice that yours seem to be very interested in the secret goings on, not just to make them into liquids, but you seem personally invested in sort of secrets and gossip that are floating about. Am I correct in that?
Oh, you know my secret then. You know my secret. But yes, anything you know about anything could be something that I know about anything or anyone. And I find that very appealing indeed.
Well, I'm tired of wasting time. Someone stick that syringe into my head.
Vredla?
Whoa, Usador. Some of your secrets might be a little valuable. You maybe don't want just any...
This might hurt.
Oh, yes, it does.
Wow, right in the forehead.
Go ahead and pull back on this plunger here. And oh, it's a juicy one. Oh, look at see the wisps. See that? That's wizard memory. That's a very specific. We don't have a lot of those around here. Nibble bottle. Okay. Would anyone like to take a little sip before I put this one in a bottle, before I decanter this memory?
Is my tongue supposed to taste like copper now?
Your tongue gets to taste like copper. That is a bonus.
Mm. Oh, wonderful.
And abstracting these memories, is this to, like, help fill in plot holes and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it fills in plot holes. It provides a background. Say you're a con artist going from village to village and you want some really nice, like, sensory details to come up with your backstory. An easy way, just take a shot of one of our memory potions, and ba-boom, you now know exactly what the carpet's like and your old childhood home and how your dad used to say really disappointed things about you.
Yeah, and it matches the drapes. When you abstract a memory, I'm not going to learn, like, my dad was a bully or something, am I?
It depends on who you get the memory from.
Okay.
Although, Chun, it's weird that you use that as an example. On some level, do you think maybe you would learn that your dad was a bully?
I think I've always known.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I've always known.
But you could find out if, for example, Usador's dad was a bully, or Arnold's, or mine.
It's Arnie, and maybe...
I don't know if Usador has a dad.
I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of birds and rain and wind and fire that demanded there must be a champion here in Foon.
Can I just say, you have your bird's eyes and your rain's chin?
Oh, shut your mouth.
Mentis, can I ask, how did you get into this business?
That's a good question. And I would also like to know the answer to that. So the thing is, when you take the... as you can see, if you would look at Usador's scalp right here, there's a little teeny tiny bald spot where my companion Vredla has removed some of the memories.
Oh, and look at that bald spot. Yeah.
It's very fetching. You should be very happy.
Yeah.
I've noticed that through looking through old pictures that were painted of Vredla and I, that not long ago I had a great deal of hair. And now I don't. So I'm thinking maybe myself, has removed all of my memories and the first memory.
We should get those paintings updated, babe. We should get those updated. Yeah.
That is a priority. It's a little lower on my list. I can't even keep to a single accent because I can't remember what my voice is meant to sound like. I kind of just try them all and I own the shop.
And
that's
I keep
all I know.
Saying, Mentis, that's understandable, of course. That you don't have to assume that somebody's taking your memories, stealing your memories. Why would you assume that? No.
You're right. That's an absurd thing. Absurd. Absolutely absurd.
Mentis, memories, stealing memories. That's a fun little jingle I just came up with.
Oh, that was great. Fun.
That's somebody outside just fixed their horse cart. It was blocked, and then they just moved the road with sheer force of will and a big smile.
Yeah, they did it in an especially sassy way that they seemed very proud of themselves.
They seemed real smug.
Yeah, and that knight wearing black armor, he sat down on a bench and it gave him stripes, and so he rolled around so all his armor had stripes.
Oh, that's just the knight burglar.
Oh.
Oh, the knight burglar.
He's getting ready for a job tonight, I assume.
Arnie. Yeah, Arnie, quickly.
What?
Who's
what
that?
Is it,
who's that badger over there?
That's Chun. That's our buddy Chun. He's actually a shapeshifter.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks. Never mind.
Oh, Usador. Oh, no. Chun.
Yeah.
I knew this day would come.
Usador, yeah, to talk about Mentis's bald head. What the fuck is that?
Well, yeah, because I feel like we still had a lot of material. We could have really gone on a run.
Has he tried memory plugs?
I don't know. Here's the thing, Chun. And I was going to say, and let me know honestly what you think of this. I was going to do a kind of like hair club for Mentis. He's not just...
Okay.
He's not just a president. He's a client.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think that's a great idea. Sorry, I just showed up here. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help but notice you were saying something kind of softly, so I changed my skin into the color of this table, this wonderful fine table, and now I'm here chatting with you. Fine.
Yeah, you're just laying across the table and talking to us.
Oh, I love it. Thankfully, the table is at least 5 feet 6 inches long, because I do.
We got the my tallest, body, biggest table.
It's so big. Go on. Don't let me get in the way of your juicy gossip.
I guess you can be part of this conversation. Okay, I'm starting to worry about Usador. I think he's finally sundowning. I think he's just getting old enough that he's just totally losing what mental faculties he already had left.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
Yeah, and Arnie, I keep telling you, we should make
him...
heard
that from you right now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you have a little notepad there, is that...
I do, yeah. I just really like to practice my cursive more than anything, but when I practice it on something as curvy as the juicy gossip in this town, oh, it's getting pretty good.
Arnie, I looked at her notepad, and all it says is 100 times over, hot chameleon. I don't think she's taking notes. I think she's obsessed with finding a mate.
While everyone's whispering, perhaps I shall go to the bar and get us something to drink. Mintus, would you like something to drink?
The greatest secret of the bartender, if you could go ahead and just squirt that out into one of these syringes. Here, actually, why don't you take my syringe? Just go ahead and just jab it in there. See what you can get. I'll have a little sip of that.
Okay, Vredla?
I'll have the same, thanks.
Okay, two of those. Arnie?
Mintus, we like the same drinks.
we don't have any other chemistry.
Oh, we are so cute.
Arnie, do you need something to drink?
I was going to say a mead, but I guess I'll take a squirt of the bartender as well.
All right, and
Chunt,
yes. Do you drink? I don't know.
I'll have what I'm having.
I'll be right back.
So, Mintus, do you remember much about yourself? I get the sense that, and maybe that's why you have no hair, that have you extracted a lot of your own memories?
Well, let me answer that for Mintus, if you wouldn't mind me hopping in here. I know that now I look like a bar stool, and that it's a nice green bar stool.
Such so a big bar stool.
Ah, yes, yeah. A big 5'6" bar stool, which is big enough for me as a chameleon.
One might call that a table.
One might, but it's so skinny up top, just room for one solitary hot little butt.
Wow, she's really obsessed with her own height. But from my experience, people who are 5'6" kind of are.
I've been sort of dosing her morning mead with a little bit of confidence every day. It kind of gives her a greater sense of self. Yeah.
And don't I love it, Mintus?
I'm regretting it every day, but she's developed an addiction.
My little Mento, a bright spot on my breath and my life. Anyways, let me answer that for Mintus, because sometimes he doesn't really remember things too well. Mm-hmm. But any questions you got about him or any sort of mystery about why he can't remember stuff, just don't. Don't.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Here I have these syringes filled from Shivna, the bartender.
Oh, delicious. Let me just go ahead and...
Ooh. Yikes, you hate to watch that guy drink.
Daddy-like. Yes. I could definitely feel the, this is a childhood memory. Oh, cake is being made. A cat has been baked inside of it. And the screams are being used as the icing, turned into liquid deliciousness. The screams of the cat as it's being baked. Oh, what a lovely memory.
Oh, let me have some of that if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy. Actually, I'm just realizing. What did you say the bartender's name was?
Shivna?
Actually, the twin village town that's called Bottom Bipple, what's it called?
Bimbletop.
Bimbletop.
Oh, yes.
Well.
Bottom Bipple is one of the other villages around here.
Guys, I can't tell you enough. Every time we say a piece of information, she just writes down hot chameleon. She's not taking notes.
That might be a good village to find a hot chameleon bottom, if nothing else.
Well, let's just say the village name one more time.
Bimbletop.
You call me. I just like you and you say it. So anyways, Pizza, the other bartender from Bimbletop, got this bartender, you know, pregnant. With emotion. And that's what I'm experiencing right now. The pregnancy of emotion. The emotion's good. Love it.
Sorry, so with an emotional pregnancy, is Shivna going to give birth to an emotion?
Well, that's up to her.
Huh.
Yeah, it's her choice if she wants to have that emotion or not.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
We don't have to delve into that, though.
No.
We'd love to talk about that at length here at Nipple Bottom.
So, Vredla, I guess if you're answering for Mintus, I guess I'm curious, how did you two meet?
How did we meet, Vredla? I would love to know.
Well, let me think. I mean, I remember. I remember for sure. I remember, and it wasn't anything, you know, weird. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like... I mean, the first memory that I have, if I go all the way back as far as I could go, the first memory I have is of you standing over me, holding a syringe and smiling. So I think we had either just met and you were being very pleasant to me, or perhaps, I don't know, there was something behind me that made you laugh like a fun joke.
Yeah, that's what we call a meet cute. There was a big funny slab of beef behind you, and I was feeling a little bit peckish because we were on a hike together. You see, we were going towards a mountain, a sort of a hill in the sky, so to speak. We just fell head over heels together. And now here we are. We've been here for 37 years.
Wow, Fredla is sweating buckets.
Maybe another drink from the...
I could squirt another memory into you.
That would be great, actually, yeah.
Open wide, bah.
I assume that mind hunting is hard work and it works up a sweat, but...
Oh, you think that?
It seems that perhaps you are particularly... enamored with a single mind, perhaps a particular mental merchant.
There's another mental merchant here?
There's never a mental merchant, another one ever. There's only you.
Well, then I don't understand the question. But it was addressed to you anyway. Go ahead.
No, thank you.
Oh, shit. If our guests figure out that trick, we're in trouble.
I have to ask, as a mind hunter, do you ever come across a mind that you're hunting, and you eventually catch it, and it's a bit of a freak? Like, it's just like, it's not like other minds.
Like a mind freak.
Yeah.
When you went after the angel, when that angel came down from the top of the mountain.
Yes, he floated, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he had a head of hair on him.
Really?
Not anymore, though. He had a head of hair, though.
And a real busy t-shirt?
Oh, real, I could not read it. Could not read it, even if I could read.
Oh, mind. This whole time I thought you were a mime hunter.
Oh, if I was, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
You never hear her coming.
You were so funny.
Why am I crying? Why did I start crying after you asked that last
so
question?
So funny.
Wow, his tears go upwards and they help sheen out the top of his bald head.
If I were a little bit younger, I'd be the fastest human being alive, so aerodynamic.
Does your head slip off pillows?
Yeah, I have to sleep upside down.
Well, you should try Hair Club Fermentis.
Shunt.
What?
God damn it. I told you that one in confidence.
I saw an opportunity and I took it.
Oh.
Now, Mentis, you've collected many memories and emotions over the years that are all in your shop. If I was wanting to find out about the dark dealings of the worst people who have ever lived in Foon, would you have any of those memories that I could perhaps partake of and then learn about their dastardly plans so that I could overthrow them?
Oh, absolutely. I have I call it the Murderer's Row. It's a shelf of nothing but the worst of the worst of the worst who have come through our humble town of Nibblebottom. If you did have some, I actually have some on my belt right here. I always keep a little sample pack around. But if you have some, you might feel some side effects. But if you want a free hit, I'd be more than happy to.
Well, I'd gladly pay you. How much for a single drink? A dram?
Oh, just a treasured memory of your own that I can take in change. In exchange.
Let's see. Do you want the time I met Arnie?
Oh, definitely not. I said treasured.
Oh, okay. How about the time I met Fizzle von Pizzlewitch, the unicorn dentist?
You met the Fizzle von Pizzlewitch?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Those are great episodes, right, Arnie?
Yeah, those got released.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, here we go.
Go ahead. Take it right out.
Yeah.
Copper.
Oh, look at the color, Velda. Look at, isn't it lovely?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. So here you go. This was the this is a memory from Zero the Keeper, the much maligned kidnapper of the Forgotten Coast.
Oh, Zero the Keeper.
Wait, what coast? I don't remember a coast being stolen.
Oh,
it was long before you were born, Chunt. There's a Forgotten Coast that no one's able to find. Quickly, let me drink this dram. Zero the Keeper. Arnie, there's a whole coast. I know where it's gone. He's cast a spell of illusion over it that we may walk right over it and not even realize we are there.
Huh.
I shall be the one who returns the forgotten coast.
If I had known that was the memory, I maybe would have not given it for so little. I fucked that one up, didn't I?
Oh, here, no.
That's
all right,
a
here
pretty
you go.
Big memory.
Here you go. Here's 50 gold.
Ooh, okay.
Speaking of pretty big, Vredla, how many flies do you have to eat to support that big ass frame?
Oh, enough. But I'm pretty good at flying. I'm a SoundCloud rapper.
What?
Oh, Trent, you're not familiar with SoundClouds?
No, I know of them. I mean, I guess I don't know anybody who's used them, but I know of the concept that there's certain cloud realms you can have an eagle take you up into, and when you go inside the cloud, it's almost like insulation, it's almost like soundproofing, and you can sing or rap inside that cloud, and then the cloud lets you have a little CD that you walk away with.
Oh.
Of course, CD standing for cloud diffusion.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And Vrelda, being a rapper, she sometimes some of the insulation leaks on the sound clouds, and someone needs to sort of put a protective a cloth over it to keep all the sound inside, and
oh.
Vrelda is very talented at sort of rap, like gift rapping, essentially, with
oh,
a little
yeah.
bow.
Oh, I see. I do a different sort of rapping. There are some teens here in town who have taken a shine to me called the Loose Ends, and we do some amazing raps like, my name is Usador, and I'm here to say I like doing good in a very good way.
Listeners,
I've done it!
Listeners,
done
I know this
again.
Is 2 weeks in a row, and I promise you this is not something that will happen regularly on the show. If you're a new listener, Usador this is the last time you're going to hear Usador rap.
Could you really quickly remove that memory of hearing that rap from my head? Could you just pinpoint it right in my skull?
Of course, of course, yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, no, yeah.
All
right, so let's see if we can mix this up a little bit, too. Like, if there's anything else you want to remove or maybe implant. Like, you know, so if I take, let's see here.
Why don't you do Chunt first?
Okay.
Oh, Chunt, that's it.
Yeah. If you could remove Usador rapping, all the times he's rapped, because it never gets comfortable. And then also, could you inject in my head a memory where the episode with Zach Plasma did get released?
Okay. How about this? Before I do that, why don't you maybe, like, suggest...
Change back into that sexy community. Oh, what were we going to say?
Yes, that. And then suggest that maybe Mentis do the same thing.
Oh.
I know he's not a shapeshifter, but... suggest maybe he should be. See a witch or something. Maybe grow a long tail. Be 5'7", you know? Maybe if you could suggest that there's love to be found in a chameleon to my good mentor, coworker, professional relationship Mentis, then yeah, maybe I could remove those memories for you and see what we can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to be
All right,
sort of your wingman. Everything?
Yeah, say be a hot chameleon to Mentis, yeah.
Be a hot chameleon?
Oh, yeah.
A hot chameleon? I don't have a million. I don't have one hawk, much less a million.
Fear not, for I shall here. Open this window and speak to my friends the hawks. Hawks, come here. We need but a million of thee. Come, gather hawks. A million hawks!
You know, this is not going the way I thought it would, with, you know, these whole, like, idea, implantation, stuff like that. But come here, Chunt, with your little head. I'll extract the rapping memories from you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, this is going to hurt.
Okay. And can I choose where the bald spot goes? Or nope,
no.
Too late?
Yep.
I fell out of my chair again.
Yeah. Usador, we can't acknowledge every time you fall out of your chair.
Okay? Never mind. Just keep going on.
Use it or just spank yourself and get back up here.
All right.
It seems like Chunt's memory has kind of an inky color to it. You do not take good care of your brain. It does not look like my friend.
Excuse me? I take great care of my brain.
Do you wash it every day?
No.
Well, there you go. There's your problem. Do you wash behind the lobes?
No.
Ani, how's your brain hygiene?
I mean, I think my brain is doing real good. Real, real good.
That sentence would...
As that sentence
would
proves.
Lead me to believe otherwise.
Yeah. If you think, therefore you think. So
I think, therefore I think. Yeah.
I could take one of your members as well if you wanted to check out the juice, see how topped up you are. Stick in a dipstick, see if you need a fill-up.
Really?
Yeah, some people are low on memories.
Huh.
I haven't met any of those people personally, but...
I guess my memory isn't what it used to be. I mean...
Arnie, can I just say, as a cat, you should absolutely let him fiddle with your brain. Vredla took a memory from me, and I've never been a happier cat in the world.
Excuse me, sir. You're actually a badger?
Yeah.
No, you're confused.
I'm not, sir. I haven't met you before, but you're definitely a badger.
Oh, you know what? I'm curious. Why don't you, Vredla, actually, give me the... Yeah, okay. Usador, would you like to take a sip of Chunt's memory?
Sure. I wouldn't mind.
I'm just interested to see what would happen.
I suppose now I can transform into anything I want to at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, give it a shot. What's that going to look like? How unpleasant. This is delightful.
The sad thing is he's a wizard, so technically he should be able to do this, but he's just trying to do it in the wrong way.
And while he's shapeshifting, let me just say, my name is Chunt, and I'm here to say I like to rap like every day.
That was excellent. Do you want to join the loose ends?
Yeah, I think so. I've never thought to rap before. I don't know what got into me.
It's wonderful. You go and hang out with these teens, and you do raps together, and then they go off in the corner and they laugh. And it just feels nice to be part of a thing.
You don't even have to do it as part of a thing. I like to go up to the SoundCloud and I rap out all my feelings. And it doesn't even have to rhyme up there. Nobody's judging you. You can just go up there free as any non-chameleon. And you could just say to the clouds, like, I'm in love with my my coworker, mentor, partner, business partner, life pal, husband, not yet. And you could say that, you could say anything you want. You could say, oh, I wish that you would remember me as your sweetheart and not whoever your wife was before we met. And I wish that...
Wife?
Yeah, you know, you could do anything that rhymes with wife, life.
Wow, what a generic example.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Mentis.
Yes.
Mentis, can't you see? It's right in front of you.
The
Vredla has fed hell over heels in love with you.
No. What? No, that's embarrassing for both of us that you just said that. No. I think what you've done is you may have drank one of my weird memories of being enamored with someone who you have no chemistry with whatsoever and who doesn't like you even a little bit in that way, and that has overridden your common sense.
Mentis, that is a bald head lie. Sorry, a bald face lie. Sorry, a bold face lie. Bald.
We need to take a break. But when we come back, if the two of you have made a love connection, we'll pay for you to go out again.
Ooh.
Okay, so we just had a awkward...
Arnie, should I not mention that I fell out of my chair again?
No, Usador, we can't spend time
fall out of the chair.
Just go on.
Hey, Arnie, can I say something?
Yeah, John?
I didn't want to say this in front of Usador, but you know how Usador is in that rap group, The Loose Ends?
The one with Philip?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All those teens make fun of him. Like, a lot of times, he'll be sitting down eating, and they'll be, like, a few feet away from him, and one of the teens will nudge the other teen and go, look, there's your boyfriend, and they'll all laugh.
Oh, no.
Teens are awful.
Yeah.
Hey, Usador, can I tell you something?
Oh, yes. What is that?
Well, you didn't hear this from me.
Oh.
But I was just over, a few feet away. We, your friends were, they were whispering about you. And,
oh, something nice, I'm sure.
Let's just put it this way. They explicitly said that the loose ends make fun of you and your rapping, and that they weren't nice about it.
Oh.
And you could say maybe I'm not nice by giving you this information, but I'm just doing my job, my legal job.
Well, knowledge is power, and I'm not offended. I understand that teens can be mercurial. I believe I add a lot to the group, and I shall win them over in the end. For who wouldn't want to be friends with the great wizard Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiang Yalak, known to the dwarves as Zodin and Huxengis.
Your boyfriend.
And known to the...
Oh, he fell again.
That was one big chair.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
You know how I just talked about how you serve in that rap group, The Loose Ends?
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird that I know he's in a rap group, but I don't think I've ever heard him rap?
Oh.
Also, look how clean my buttholes are.
Oh.
I was licking them.
Oh. Mentis, Vredla, do things ever get out of control with your business? Have you ever had a situation where you created too much chaos? And is there a way to reverse it?
Oh, yes. The nice thing about memory removal and memory addition is that you can always remove what you put in. If you give somebody a thought or a memory or an emotion that actually ends up causing a great deal of damage, all you have to do is sort of wrestle them to the floor and get them to stay still long enough that you can take out the offending memories and any sense of unpleasantness that they had or any ill feelings they had toward you. I'm describing exactly what you did to me, didn't you, Fredla? I just put that together. I just realized why I'm bald.
Heard it's your mother's father that dictates whether you're bald or not. So I wouldn't say that it's my fault. I will say that it is easy to hunt minds. It is harder to hunt hearts.
Now, I think that this is a good moment. We've had some realizations. We've had some breakthroughs. So let's continue to be honest and share with one another, for that is how we'll grow.
And if I'm being honest, hearts are very hard to hunt, but the hardest thing to hunt is a house. I gave these folks a budget, and they showed me 5 houses, one of them that was 3 times what I told them.
Oh, did you? You didn't go talk to the property brothers, did you?
Oh, God.
One of them always tells the truth and one of them always lies.
Yeah, and then they both look the same. How are you going to know?
Wait, that was 2 different dudes?
Ooh.
Unfucking believable.
Yes, yes it was.
I've heard they're also both into improv.
What?
Ooh.
No, thank you. And now, Vredla, you may have done some things in the past that you regret, but you did
haven't
them because...
We all?
Yeah, very true. Except for me, I'm a force for goodness. But you did it for love.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the honest truth. You hang around like a chameleon, hidden, and you hear me telling secrets. That's what you hear. That I love you, Mentis.
Oh my goddesses.
Oh man.
And that
moment.
You don't need to remember anything before you met me. I mean, I feel like my life started when I met you, so why can't we just
literally did start when I met you, and the first memory I have is of you smiling at me in a sense of great intensity that I initially thought was happiness, and now I realize is probably anger or fear or something along those lines. But this life that we've built together and the shop that we've built together, is it worth not knowing who I am and who I was?
I feel like when there's an intense amount of emotions in relationship, is it better not to think about it? Better to go in and sign the legal paperwork, the marriage paperwork, and then worry about those intense emotions later?
Mm. You know what? I think you're right. I think I have the solution, actually.
Oh.
If you can take out your memory of being in love with me, I can adjust that, put a little Mentis magic on it, and then drink it, and maybe feel that memory of love, but for you.
Oh. Hmm.
May I?
Actually, I noticed that in the corner over there is a literal hot chameleon. If you could take out that memory and then maybe give a little bit to you and a little bit to the actual hot chameleon, you play your cards right, I play my cards right, we'll see what happens.
So sort of a memory a trois. Mindage a trois.
Yeah, go over to that chameleon and be like, hey, my business partner and I saw you from across the bar and we like your vibe.
Okay, usually doesn't go so well when the guy's the one to go over, but I'll give it my best shot. I'll be right back.
Oh, John,
I'm just going to take this out. This memory juice, yeah.
Oh.
Juicing it up.
John Usador, I think I figured it out.
Yeah.
These two are perverts.
Seems a bit judgmental, but I suppose I see where you're coming from. I believe that perhaps they have found love, and it may be a triumvirate of love, but love nonetheless, and love always triumphs over... Oh!
Everybody, no, don't mention it. Don't even... Nobody acknowledge it.
Off the table.
God damn.
Oh, no.
Oh, and I talked, that turns out it wasn't a chameleon. Turns out that's a unicorn.
Oh. Oh,
that's
I
what he calls himself anyway. He's yeah.
Well, tell him we'll be here. We'll be here. And you, will you be here and in my heart?
If you want to give me the memory of being in love with you, because let me tell you right now, when you were just over a lot
there,
of anger.
Yeah, when you were over there, I definitely took it out, and now it's in a glass in my hand, so I'm going to hand it to you like this.
Oh, yeah, let me just go ahead and get a... Oh, I want to do some deeply unethical things to get with you.
Oh. Well, there is one last piece of juicy gossip I'd like to share with the table. And
sure.
You should know it's kind of a secret, but we're just going to tell you.
Ooh, dish.
Oh, I guess I this is probably important for me to tell you. I'm recording all of this.
Oh.
But it's going to another world.
Oh,
like you,
okay. No worries. We're perverts.
Oh, yeah.
We are perverts. I definitely do remember, even before I drank this, feeling very
bum. Yeah.
That's our theme song. That's the pervert theme song at the Perverts
yes.
Union. Do you come? Are you? That's actually the nickname. That's the slogan of the Perverts Union is, do you come?
Do you come? Yeah.
Gone.
Dude, I'm wearing the t-shirt. Let me just rip my fur in this other shirt. We are perverts. Bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Do you come? Do you come?
Oh, I didn't
yes.
see you at the last meeting. Oh, that's so good. You two should come. Everyone should come.
Well, sure. I mean, should.
That sounds like a member you might want removed.
Can we sit at a shorter fucking table next week?
What kind of dues do you have to pay in the Perverts Union?
Just a job of any kind. You just got to do a job for somebody every once in a while.
I see. A job.
Yeah.
Any kind. We mm-hmm. we accept all kinds at the Perverts Union.
Yeah.
And they're all worth the same amount?
They're all equally... Honestly, if you do it well enough, they're all equally good.
Whatever gets you there.
Oh, it's not the job. It's how you do it, is what
you're
saying?
You do it.
Yeah.
It's the noises you make. That's not a list. I know it sounded like I was about to give you a list. It's not. It's just the noises, mainly.
Yeah, membership dues are... It's not necessarily pervert. It's kind of holistically.
Exactly.
You, sir, also, you're a wizard. You can just make this table shorter with magic.
That's right. I can do that any time I want. Because I'm a powerful shapeshifter.
Oh.
That's a fun face.
And also, you could give Mentis his hair back.
But you shouldn't.
No.
Oh, could you?
I mean...
I think that's one of the things Fredla likes.
Oh, my aerodynamicism. Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
I'm
willing to give up everything that makes me myself to be with somebody who I didn't like until very shortly.
I think that's the healthiest thing that you can do. And
that's the dream.
That's the dream. That's part of what makes a relationship work. And this relationship works. It does jobs. All kinds of jobs.
Our dues are paid till the end of the millennium.
Mmm.
Oh, wow.
Dues tell.
Till death dues we part.
Usidor? Hey, Usidor?
Yes.
You're a wizard, you know that, right?
Oh, right. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm a cat. Don't call me sir.
You're a badger.
I'm a cat.
Look, here's a mirror. I just magicked a mirror. Look at yourself.
That's not a mirror, that's the top of Mentis's head.
If it does the job.
You can still see yourself.
That's what we say in the Perverts Alliance.
Yes.
So, Mentis, Fredla, I think my own memories, I think I want to keep private, but if you're interested, you could extract... See, on my world, there are these stories, you know, that everyone on my world loves, and maybe you could extract my memories of those stories, and so...
Oh, he's going to talk about Fringe again.
Look, just hear me out. The first season's not great, but it gets better, and then it's great for a while until... So here's the thing. You don't drink the first bottle of memories. You drink the next four or so, and then you kind of maybe don't drink the last bottle of memories.
Well, if you've got these stories that you want to share, I could probably instantly put them into a graham cracker or something. I could sort of Instagram your story.
Oh, okay.
It dissolves the graham very quickly, though, so it doesn't last for very long. But I would be more than happy to take fringe, whatever that is, any other ephemera that are rolling around in that considerably sized and hairy head of yours.
Mentis, I think you're describing a fleet.
I mean, as good as these instant graham crackers sound to me, I think we should be careful about letting teens interact with them. They can be very bad for their self-image.
Well, how about I just keep it old school then? Keep it analog, if you will, by writing it down this here book that I got.
still just says hot chameleons.
I know I'm part of the Pervers Club. I'm sorry. I will have nothing to do anymore with anal logs. I tried it out. It was not for me. Goddess is blessed. Whoever wants to try it, anal logs are not for me. So I'm going to sit this one out.
You're going to stand this one out if the analog did its job,
yes,
my man.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Arnie, are you sure you want to get rid of these memories of the things that you loved so much? The stories that kept you so entranced as a child?
Oh, I wasn't a child. I was like a grown adult.
Gee, oh.
Like I was, I don't know, at least in my 30s, I think.
Oh, all right. Ooh, yikes.
Let's take it from the top then, shall we?
Okay. So there's the fringe unit of they investigate fringe crimes and fringe activities. Honestly, it's kind of an X-Files ripoff, and it kind of is stuck in that mode for a while. Anyway,
hot chameleon.
For the record, we do have the ability to edit these recordings, but there are times where if we started, we'd probably just have to torch the whole thing. So we just kind of roll with what we have. Usador the Wizard, Destroyer of the Dark Lord, air quotes, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. The Evil Voice in the Basement was played by Martin Wilson. And finally we know, 8 seconds of Martin Wilson is just the right amount of Martin Wilson. As for our special guests, Vredla, the Chameleon Mindhunter, was played by Beth May. And Mentis, the Mental Merchant, was played by Anthony Birch. You should listen to their very funny real play D&D podcast, Dungeons and Daddies, where Beth plays Ron Stampler and Anthony is the DM. Plus, they just wrapped up their first season, so you can binge the whole thing. Also, check out Beth's book of poetry, The Immortal Soul Salvage Yard. Buy it where fine books are sold or at Amazon. You know what? I'm going to be bad and mention the Hello from the Magic Tavern Patreon before the other credits. It's not like Allard doing the logo is a shocking revelation at this point. Hello from the Magic Tavern is a fully independent production. And if you would like to support the show, check us out at patreon.com/magictavern. For $5 a month, you get ad-free episodes, including the first 3 seasons where we honed the format, 2 new bonus episodes every month, and access to the Magic Tavern Discord. What's Discord? With your $5, I promise to find out so I can explain it to both of us. Get more info at patreon.com/magictavern. There's probably even a link in the show notes. Speaking of show notes, Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Gasp, Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And now we just sit back and wait for a cease and desist email from any folksy, all-powerful insurance empires. And there it is.
Ah, well, thank you. So here you go. This was the earliest, well, not the earliest. So this was one of the most brutal memories of Marvel Champions, the card game. Nope, that's not good. I'm just reading things that are next to me.
Wait a second. No, hold on. I think I've met this Marvel Champions, the card game. Is that the stable boy? Marvel Champions, the card game?
Yes, he's.
I wouldn't call him stable necessarily.
Not anymore. Mm. I guess you'd be violent and murderous too if that was your name.
Mm-hmm.